All right, so today we're diving deep into a Supreme Court case that honestly everyone who's ever gotten pulled over should know about. It's Rodriguez v. United States. And it all comes down to one pretty simple question. How long can a cop keep you on the side of the road after they're done writing you up? Buckle up, because this one gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know what's really wild about this case is it kind of forces us to think about how a totally normal traffic stop can suddenly become a much bigger deal.
Okay, so paint the picture for us. What exactly went down in this case?
So picture it. Late one night in Nebraska, Denis Rodriguez is cruising down the highway, and bam, Officer Strugel pulls him over for driving on the shoulder. The officer does the usual, checks his license registration, runs his info, even chats a bit with Rodriguez and his passenger about their trip. Everything seems totally by the book.
Sounds pretty routine so far. So what happened next?
Well, Officer Strubel decides to give Rodriguez a warning. You'd think that'd be it, right? Case closed. But here's where it gets kind of crazy, even though he's done with the warning. Officer Strubel calls in his drug-sniffing dog.
Hold on, he brings in the canine after he's already finished with the warning. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, and that's where things get sticky legally. See, there was nothing about Rodriguez, his car, or how he was acting that gave the officer any reason to suspect drugs.
So why even bring in the dog then?
Well, you probably guessed it. The dog hits on something and they find meth in Rodriguez's car. But here's the real question the Supreme Court had to wrestle with. Was it even legal for Officer Struble to drag out the stop like that just for the dog sniff?
Ah, so that's where the Fourth Amendment comes into play, right? Protecting us from unreasonable searches and seizures.
Bingo. The Fourth Amendment is all about our privacy, setting limits on the government's power to search us and our stuff. The big issue in Rodriguez was whether the officer's move by tacking on that dog sniff went too far. Did it basically become an unreasonable seizure?
So the Supreme Court had to decide if the officer could legally keep Rodriguez there after he'd already given him the warning, even if it was just for a few more minutes. What did they say?
In a 5-4 decision, they actually sided with Rodriguez. Basically, they said that once the main reason for the stop is over, like checking your license, giving you a ticket, or making sure you're not a danger on the road, any extra time you're held needs what's called reasonable suspicion.
So it's like once that warning was given, the officer had to let him go. He couldn't just keep him there based on a hunch, right?
You got it. And Justice Ginsburg, who wrote the majority opinion, made a super important point. She said a dog sniff, unlike checking your license, isn't actually about traffic safety. It's about trying to find evidence of a crime. And that needs a higher legal standard.
So they were trying to protect people from being held without a good reason, even if it's just a couple extra minutes.
Exactly. The court knew that if cops could just stretch out any stop for any reason, it would give them way too much power, and that could lead to some serious abuse. It's about protecting our Fourth Amendment rights, even when we're behind the wheel.
But you said it was a 5-4 decision, meaning not everyone on the court agreed, right?
You betcha. There were some pretty strong opinions from those who didn't agree. Like Justices Thomas and Alito, they thought the majority's rule was just not practical at all.
So what were their main concerns? Like why they disagree so strongly?
Their big worry was how this would actually play out for officers, out there doing their jobs. They said cops have to make these split-second decisions in situations that can change in a heartbeat.
So they felt like forcing officers to stick to a strict timeline to end the stop the second they've technically done what they needed to could actually put them in danger.
Yeah, that was their argument. It just wasn't realistic and could make things less safe.
That's an interesting point. Makes you really think about balancing people's rights with, the reality of police work, right?
Absolutely. And then there's Justice Kennedy, who also dissented, but for kind of different reasons. He thought lower courts should first look at whether the officer had a good reason before even thinking about whether the stop went on too long.
So he was focused on like the order of things. First, figure out if there was a solid reason for the stop, and then think about if it was dragged out longer than needed.
Exactly. And it's these different opinions, these different ways of looking at the Fourth Amendment that make cases like Rodriguez so interesting. They really get to the heart of a huge question. How do we balance keeping people safe with protecting individual freedoms?
Yeah, no easy answers there. So let's bring it back to our listeners. What does Rodriguez v. United States mean for the everyday driver?
Well, on the one hand, it's a big win for Fourth Amendment rights. It's a reminder that just because you're driving, your constitutional protections don't go out the window. Cops can't use a minor traffic thing as an excuse to search your car without a good reason.
So no more using a busted taillight as a free pass to tear apart my car looking for drugs or whatever, right?
Exactly. The Supreme Court put its foot down. The reason for the stop is the reason for the stop speeding running a red light. Or like with Rodriguez driving on the shoulder. That's it.
But what about the cops? Didn't the dissenting justices say this would make their jobs harder?
They did. And it's important to see their side, too. The ruling does put more pressure on officers to be crystal clear about why they're extending a stop. If they want to keep someone there longer than the initial reason, they need to be able to explain what made them suspicious, and it can't just be a feeling.
So no more gut feelings. They need hard evidence to back up their suspicions.
You got it. And it's not just about being fair to the person being stopped. It's about upholding the Constitution. Remember, the Fourth Amendment says searches and seizures got to be reasonable.
Right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered the majority opinion, the dissenters. But what about the real world? Did Rodriguez v. United States actually change how cops do traffic stops?
Oh, absolutely. Rodriguez v. United States has popped up in so many other cases. It's become like a cornerstone of Fourth Amendment law. It's a case every law student digs into and every defense attorney knows like the back of their hand.
I bet it's in all those courtroom dramas on TV.
Oh, you know it. But more importantly, it's had a real impact on how police are trained and how they do things all over the country. Police departments had to update their rules and practices to make sure they're following this Supreme Court ruling.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. One case decided back in 2015 having such a big effect. It shows how important these big Supreme Court decisions can be.
Absolutely. Rodriguez is a perfect example. Even though it was about a specific thing, the timing of the dog sniff brought up these massive questions about how much power the police have and the whole scope of our Fourth Amendment rights.
So even though it was about a very particular situation, it set a precedent with way bigger implications.
Exactly. And actually, you could say Rodriguez is even more important now than back in 2015. Think about it, with all the new technology and surveillance, the line between what's a reasonable search and what's not is getting blurrier all the time.
That's a great point. So cases like Rodriguez help us figure out those tricky situations and make sure our rights are protected, even in our increasingly digital world. But before we wrap up this part, I want to make sure we highlight the key takeaways for our listeners.
For sure. So first things first, remember, you have rights, even during a traffic stop. The police can't keep you there forever without a valid reason.
And second,
the mission of the traffic stop is everything. Once that's done, any extra time needs a good reason, backed up by facts, not just feelings.
And lastly,
this area of the law is constantly changing. What's considered reasonable today might be different tomorrow. It's important to stay up to date on your rights and how the courts are interpreting them.
All right, so we've covered a ton of ground here, but before we wrap up, is there anything we haven't really touched on yet? Any like loose ends or lingering questions we should hit?
You know, there's one thing that really jumps out at me. The Supreme Court and Rodriguez, they were laser focused on one specific thing, the timing of that dog sniff. But what if things had gone down a little differently?
Okay, I'm listening. How differently? Like, what are you thinking?
Say Officer Struble had noticed something specific about Rodriguez or, you know, how he was acting during that stop. Something that gave him a real reason to think drugs might be involved before he even finished writing that warning. Would that have changed things?
So if there had been that reasonable suspicion, you know, totally separate from the dog sniff, would the Supreme Court have ruled differently? That's a really interesting question.
It is. And it shows just how important it is to look at all the details of each case. There are rarely easy answers when it comes to the Fourth Amendment. It's all about finding that sweet spot between law enforcement needing to do their job and people's right to privacy.
So context is key. It's not just about when the dog sniff happens, but about the whole picture.
Exactly. And sometimes even the highest court in the land can't agree on where to draw the line.
It seems like Rodriguez v. United States really gets to the heart of what the Fourth Amendment is all about.
For sure. It makes us really wrestle with these big questions about how much power the government should have and, you know, how we protect our individual freedoms.
And even though this case is from a few years back, it's still so relevant today.
Absolutely. The principles at play in Rodriguez's reasonable suspicion limits on cops during traffic stops the whole idea of protecting our Fourth Amendment rights. Those are timeless and they matter for all of us.
So let's wrap up this deep dive into Rodriguez v. United States by bringing it back to the listener. Why should someone who's not a lawyer or a cop care about this case?
Great question. Because even though we're talking about complex legal stuff, it really comes down to something that affects every single one of us. The balance of power between the government and us as individuals.
It's about knowing what our rights are and remembering that even in everyday situations like a traffic stop, those rights are still important.
Exactly. And Rodriguez v. United States is like a big reminder that the courts are there to protect those rights, to make sure law enforcement doesn't go too far.
So knowledge is power. Knowing your rights and the legal decisions that protect those rights is key.
Absolutely. It gives you the power to speak up for yourself and to hold the people in power accountable.
Well said. This has been a fantastic deep dive. I feel like I have a way better grasp on Rodriguez v. United States and what it all means.
Me too. It's been awesome breaking down this case with you.
Likewise. Huge thanks to all our listeners for joining us on this exploration of constitutional law. We hope you found it insightful and engaging.
And everyone remember, stay curious, keep learning, and don't ever be afraid to ask questions.
Until next time.